This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's Smith. I'm here. I know it's early. I'm here with an exclusive interview from my homie all the way from East Africa. This is a special interview. Shout out to Paula for the plug. Shout out, man. This guy hella talented. Hey, I could go on and on about the introduction. Instead, I'm gonna let him introduce himself. Yo, what's poppin', my dude?
Hey, what's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
How's everything going with y'all, man? It's your boy, Stunner TNT, straight out of East Africa, you know what I'm saying? Reppin' hip-hop to the fullest.
Man, shout out to East Africa. Stunner, what's good, man? Paula been telling me a lot of great stuff about you. You know what I'm saying? I heard your tracks. You hella talented. You feel me?
Shout out to Paula.
Big shout out to Paula. So, like, where do we start? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is some of your early inspirations? What made you get into hip-hop?
Okay, my earliest inspirations, dog, to be honest, you know, it's been my pops, since he was a musician from East Africa. He traveled the world, you know what I'm saying? So that's been always inspiring to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always wanted to live that life too. You know, later into my years growing up, you know what I'm saying, in the 90s, you know, you got the feud between Tupac and Biggie. And, you know, as a kid, I used to always walk in the room, see my brothers, you know, have posters of Tupac, his different albums, you know, All Eyes on Me, the Machiavelli 7-Day Theory. I even got till this day, you know, when Tupac passed away, may he rest in peace, a lot of people had their own theories, you know what I'm saying? So my brother has a whole folder, you know what I'm saying, of the theories that he thinks that Tupac is going to be back. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. But that's what's been inspiring me all this time, is that, you know, I always wanted to be different, you know what I'm saying? I was always never afraid to do what I wanted to do, you know what I'm saying? That's what got me into this hip-hop game.
That's dope, man. So let me ask you this question. You being hip-hop and seeing the state of hip-hop is way different than what it was back then. You coming in or you getting it in now, what is it that you bring to the game that's not already in it, like that's not already there? Like, what separates you from the other artists that's going in right now?
Okay, with the state that hip-hop is in, the only thing you can do is learn, you know what I'm saying? It's always an evolving process, you know what I'm saying? So you cannot be stuck with the old ways. Like, you know, we never had phones back in the day, now we got phones, you know what I'm saying? So especially when it comes to the game, when you talk about lyrical talent, flows, cadence, you know what I'm saying? These new artists do bring something to the plate. So instead of mocking them, you might learn something from them, you know what I'm saying? And that's how you stay relevant. From my end, the only thing that makes me stand out is that I come from a place where hip-hop is not supported, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like the fact that I'm still... I was actually on call with Judah Priest from The Wu, you know what I'm saying, from Wu-Tang. He was basically listening to my music. He's like, hey, you one of the hottest artists from wherever I'm from, you know what I'm saying? I'm from East Africa, but I live in the Middle East, you know what I'm saying? So the fact that we got no support over here, the fact that, you know, we don't have no radio play, no performances, no nothing, and I'm still able to make my music that impresses people, you know what I'm saying? You heard my music, you actually fuck with it, so,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That means a lot to me, you know what I'm saying? So that's what makes me different. I come from a place where hip-hop is not supported, and I'm still making my moves, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, salute to East Africa. Shout out to the whole Dubai, the UAE. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you guys are blessed. Like, Paula let me hear, like I was telling you before, like, Paula let me hear just a snippet of other singers singing the States artist songs. And, man, hey, some of them sound better than the actual artists from the States. And it's crazy, bro. I swear to God, bro. It's crazy, and that no one has really even tapped into that market. And bro, hey, me nice. Being me, bro, I swear, if I could, bro, I want every last, if I could, bro, I swear to God, I want every last artist, period, bro. If they sing, if they rap, you know what I'm saying? I want them under me. You feel me? Real
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, hey, I'm gonna definitely.
I feel you, bro.
Man, bro, I'll definitely come out there, bro. Real shit.
So, anytime, bro, you're more than welcome. You know what I'm saying? The Middle East custom is to make sure that, you know, whoever you got as guests, you got to make sure that you take care of them. And they, you know, like, you have to make them know that they're always welcome. You know what I'm saying? There's no time that they can feel unwelcome. You're always welcome, bro.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, I mean, like, what are you working on now? Is there a mixtape or a special single or EP you got in the mix?
Yeah, currently working on an EP. You know what I'm saying? I'm focusing on dropping singles first before I actually get to work on an EP. You know, get the buzz going. You know what I'm saying? Drop my latest release, Twerk Anthem. You know what I'm saying?
Dope track. That's a dope track, bro.
Yeah, appreciate that. Appreciate that. A lot of people heard that shit and they're like, "Yo, you sound like Nelly." I'm like, "Yeah, nah, hey. I don't sound like Nelly." You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's dope, bro. So, like, you know what I'm saying? So, where do you see yourself within the next 5 or 10 years with this music?
Next 5 or 10 years, I just see myself, you know, signed to a big label. You know what I'm saying? I see myself trying to make my own label, leveraging to a point where, you know, I want to be in movies. I want to have my own clothing. I currently have my own headsets. You can check them out on my website, stunnertng.com. You know what I'm saying? They're going for the low right now.
Okay. So hey,
actually an entrepreneur as well. You know what I'm saying? I don't just focus on the music. You know, it's more than just music for me.
That's what's up. So, hey, go to the website, stunnertng.com. Listen to the music. I promise you. You definitely gonna be impressed. Get the music, the new headphones he got out. Hey, I'm proud of you, bro. Hey, I swear to God, bro. I'm definitely proud of you, bro. Hey, and real talk, I'm gonna definitely check him out myself as soon as we get done with this interview. But like, so like, tell me, like with the whole East Africa, you were saying that the curse words, like, how strict are they exactly when the performance and they're not allowed to say specific words on stage?
Yeah, okay, so basically me being East African, I'm just a foreigner in Dubai, you know what I'm saying? So I live, work, I stay in Dubai, born in Dubai, you know what I'm saying? So the fact that over here there's a lot of rules when it comes to, you know, cuss words, a lot of rules when it comes to language, you know what I'm saying? You can't even flip nobody off over here, you know what I'm saying? As soon as you flip the bird on somebody, the cops gonna pull you over, give you a fine. Of probably 1,000 dirhams, and that's like almost $300-$400 just for flipping finger. You know what I'm saying? If you're caught by the police, performances, you can't use the N word, you can't use no cuss words. Radio stations blur out a lot of the songs if possible. If in case they do play your record, you know what I'm saying? 90% of the time they don't. They claim to support upcoming artists, but, you know, me being here for 10 years, bro, you know, that's just them trying to kiss people's ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we're trying to support, we're doing this, that, what is it? It's all talk, you know what I'm saying? It's all talk. So, yeah, that's what we're going through right now, but we just trying to find a way to make it regardless, you know what I'm saying?
Right, that's crazy, because, you know what I'm saying, like, to be honest with you, it's some places in the States that's kind of got that restriction, but not as strict. Like, it's a state called Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Out there, you can't call a female out her name, or you know what I'm saying, you'll get locked up.
For real?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you can't disrespect a female. So, like, you know what I'm saying, like, certain states and cities got their, like, certain cities and states are known for being female states. Like, in certain states, like, a female, like, literally can go to a shelter and, like, within 2 or 3 days or about a week or two, boom, they she's in a new house.
That's what's up. Because, you know, like, another thing what I noticed is that a lot of women do get demeanor do get, you know, stepped on for everything that they do for us, you know what I'm saying? Like Tupac said, we all got a name from a woman, got a game from a woman, you know what I'm saying? So how can we beat our women, rape our women, you know what I'm saying? So that goes in real deep with especially what our queens are trying to do for us. So we got to make sure that we protect them, and we got to make sure that we're always there for them and support whatever their goals are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true. Hey, and one thing, like just to make it clear, like, Africa as a whole, like, every place, every country, every continent has their good, their bad, their beautiful, the ugly. Not all Africa at all is bad or is terrible looking. Like, I've Googled some places in Africa where it's gorgeous, it's beautiful. Versus, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? If you look or if you ask someone their opinion in the States about Africa, the first thing that that comes to mind is poor, you know what I'm saying? The hood, you know what I'm saying? Robbing, killing, stealing. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm already knowing it's hella structure out there. You know what I'm saying? You got your places where, you know what I'm saying? Where it's organized, where, you know what I'm saying? It's a money getting place. It's money getting over there. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of money getting places over there.
In Africa, you know, what people don't understand is that the problem is the moment that you mention Africa, everybody just thinks about the UN advertisements where, you know, you got flies on boys or girls' mouths and, you know, help a child, feed a child. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, Africa does have poverty, but at the same time, it does have places where, you know, you can actually see buildings and, you know, people just think about the jungle, you know what I'm saying, as soon as you mention Africa. Yeah, Africa's got a lot more resources, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of the richest resources in this globe, you know what I'm saying? You can find everything from gas to water to greenery, diamonds, gold, you know what I'm saying? Everything you can find in Africa, you know? But honestly speaking, it's just that, you know, like, everybody know there's a lot of corruption in Africa, you know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you know, like we was talking earlier, there are pros and cons to everywhere. But just because of the corruption, that don't mean that nobody can go and have a good time. You know what I'm saying? There are places where you can have a good time, go there, spend a good month, you know what I'm saying, relaxing on the beach. You know, Africa's got one of the most beautiful beaches, especially on the coast side. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm from, on the coast. Blue waters, you know what I'm saying? White sands, blue waters. Everything is so luxurious over there, you know what I'm saying? So it's like people should not just look at Africa on a stereotypical type of level, you know what I'm saying? You got to be there to experience it.
Man, so I'm like, with the whole thing that's going on with the COVID-19, are you guys on lockdown right now as we speak or no?
Yeah, we on lockdown, yeah. Especially here. We can go out, you know what I'm saying? You just got to make sure you have the safety precautions, like stay 2 meters apart, wear your masks at all times. You know, everywhere that you go, they make sure that they do have a hand sanitizer. You know what I'm saying? The gas pumps over here do make sure that, you know, they service your car to a point where they can even sanitize your car as well. We do have sanitization camps where you can go and get yourself checked, you know, just for health purposes. You know, you cannot visit another state without going through a checkpoint where, you know, if you test negative, then, you know, you can pass through. If not, you got to stay in quarantine for like 14 days while they treat you. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy out here.
It's crazy everywhere we go. You know what I'm saying? And man, it's big salute to East Africa, South Africa, the whole entire, man. Hey, it's so beautiful over there just by looking at the pictures and videos I'm seeing, bro. And it's like, bro, and even to get back to your music, I apologize for even sidetracking you, but bro, like, your music is dope. Like, bro, I can't even stress it. You know what I'm saying? Even more, like, bro, like, you mad dope, bro. Like, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that.
For real. So, like, if people want to reach you, how can they go about reaching you?
Okay, on my Instagram, it's the same thing, Stunner TNG. Twitter, same thing, Stunner TNG. Everything can be done from my website, you know what I'm saying? I do have the social media icons where you can easily follow me on Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know what I mean? So everything is accessible from the website, makes it easier for you to find me. You can even leave a message, subscribe, you know what I'm saying, for all my new releases, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Alright, okay. Hey, y'all, definitely tune him in. Check out his new single. Hey, wait, what's the single name again? Plug the single, bro.
Twerk Anthem.
Twerk Anthem. Please go, stream it. Put it on repeat. Do your little dance videos. Upload them. Hey, you should definitely have a Twerk Anthem contest. Get the people involved, bro.
You already know. That's coming up. You know what I'm saying? Me and Paul already got that sorted. You know what I'm saying? We got East Africa in the building. They're actually going to drop. Because basically the challenge is going to be dropped maximum within a day or two. You know what I'm saying? So challenge is going to be online. For the first place winner gets $500. Second place winner gets $250. Third prize gets $125. The first prize winner also gets the free headphone. You know what I'm saying? The Bluetooth headphones, TNG headphones. We're giving it out to the first place winner. Stay tuned to that. Make sure you follow me on Instagram to get updates on the challenge. Challenge will be uploaded within a day or two. Okay? So it's going down. You already know.
That's dope. Once again, Twerk Anthem is out now. The challenge will be up in a day or two. Definitely join in, get a part of it. You never know. $500 could help anybody, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. Nice. You can never be too rich. You can never be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you always could do more with a few extra bucks in your pocket. You feel me?
Exactly.
Hey, well, one thing before we wrap this up, I want to ask you, for those that's tuning in, that's, you know what I'm saying, that's listening to you, what are some encouraging words for those that's trying to get in the game?
Hey, okay. My words of encouragement is that you always got to believe in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Never let nobody talk you down. You know what I'm saying? Because imagine, if you're in a country that supports hip-hop, be sure you're always at the right place at the right time. You know what I'm saying? You just try and grind and get yourself out there. You know what I'm saying? But for somebody like me, you know what I'm saying? Even when I ain't got that much support and I'm still pushing, that should tell you something. You know what I'm saying? You always got to believe in yourself. Just make sure that nobody talks you down. That's all I can say for now. You know what I mean? Believe and trust in the talent that God gave you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody talented. You just got to make sure you tune into yourself to find it.
True. Hey, and that's dope. You heard it here first from Stunning TNG, man. Hey, stay working. Stay consistent, boss. Hey, you on the right track. Big up to Paula. Shout out to the whole East Africa, man. Y'all more than welcome to come through the States and do whatever. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nothing is impossible.
Man, hey, let me know. We could go on a radio run if y'all want to, you know what I'm saying, actually do radio interviews. You know what I'm saying? We could do TV shit.
No.
You know what I'm saying? No, we could travel the States and be good. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that I rock with, you know what I'm saying, the different cities and states. They know who they are, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's definitely, man, it's definitely going to be lit, bro. And plus, it's a new experience for you to come out here, you know what I'm saying?
Facts. Actually, I enjoyed the session, you know what I'm saying? So, dope. My hand, shout out to Paula, shout out to my wife, my kids, shout out to my family, you know what I'm saying, whoever rocking with me. I just want to make sure my vision comes to life, you know what I'm saying? So it's a hustle, but we're going to get there, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah, bro. Real shit, bro. And like I said, like, what's going to separate you from the competition and other artists in general within the world is that be consistent and invest in yourself, bro, and be positive. Facts. Hey, anything's possible. Facts. Put God first, bro.
Facts.
Real Facts. Talk. But hey, no problem, boss. Anytime, hey, whenever you want to come on the set, you know what I'm saying? Come on the show, talk your shit. You want to debate? You got something you want to get off your chest? Hey, I'm here. You more than welcome to come through. Just let me know. We set it up and make it happen ASAP.
No worries, bro. We out here. As soon as I'm out there, I'm gonna definitely hit you up. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to link up on a whole nother level, not just on a voice call. You know what I'm saying? We're going to link up face-to-face. I'm all good with that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, most definitely, bro. Just let me know at a number the phone call, bro, and I'm there.
Facts.
But hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let you appreciate go, boss.
No cap. Appreciate you to the fullest. Shout out to everything that you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Whoever's tuning in, you know, like, the support is everything. You know what I'm saying? Support is everything.
Yeah, hey, Chicago supports you, bro. Chicago, the whole United States got you, bro. Real shit. And appreciate I mean that from that. The bottom of my heart, bro. Not just saying it just to be saying it, bro. I'll promise you. As a matter of fact, hey, when we hang up, bro, I'm going to cop your single. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to stream it. I'm going to share it. And I'm going to show you proof. You feel me? Just so you
appreciate
know it's real.
That. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Real talk, my dude. I'm proud of you, G.
Hey, same. Like, whatever you've accomplished, bro, hey, trust me. With everything that's going on, you know what I'm saying? Where you know, like, sometimes, like, a lot of people be like, you know, there's not a lot of, like successful African-Americans. You know what I'm saying? So, the thing, like, whatever that you're doing, you know, it's just that you kind of proving everybody wrong. You know what I'm saying? That everybody got a shot. Everybody got a chance. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to whatever that you're doing, from the books that you do, from the podcast that you do, from your music, from everything, bro. You know what I'm saying? I respect you 100%.
Good looking, my G. Real shit. Good looking, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, the magazine finna come out. I would love to give you a page. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love for you to model on some of my books, be a character. If you got a story you trying to push out, hey, I'm here.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. You know, of course, everything we have to run through, Paula. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Paula. For me, I'm down to work with everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm down. You know what I'm saying? So... just make sure that everything is going through Paula. You know what I'm saying? Paula's always down, especially if it's going to leverage you and leverage me in the same way. Make sure everybody eat. We good, man. We good. That's all we about. Like, we want to make sure it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Oh, yeah, most def, bro. Trust me, most def. We definitely going to make everything happen, bro. Legit. You know what I'm saying? And be legit with it, bro.
Appreciate that, fam.
Yeah, man. Hey, it looks, it's an honor. Shout out to East Africa again, man. It's a blessing, bro. Real talk. It's definitely a blessing, bro. I ain't even gonna lie, like, bro, I'm definitely feeling motivated, man. Real talk, bro.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. For me, as long as I motivate somebody, inspire somebody, that's all we on this earth to do. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure you inspire somebody. You got to make sure you motivate somebody, because you never know what somebody's going through at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So with all the challenges that we're doing, all this music that we drop, we got to make sure we just drop knowledge and gems for everybody to take in and have a good time with it. You know what I'm saying?
That's real. That's real. Salute you, boss. So, hey, man. We're going to wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for stopping by.
Facts. Always. Anytime you need, just holla, bro. Just holla.
Hey, most def, man. Stunner. South Africa, man. Smith Express Show. Hey, and we out, man.
We out, yeah. Let's get it.
Let's get it.